Mountain language, third grade. Boys and girls, at the top of the page where it says name, please write your name. Number one, look at the green rectangle. Is the noun a common noun or a proper noun? Look at the green rectangle at number one. Is the noun a common noun or a proper noun? Look at the second part of number one. If it is a proper noun, write it correctly. If a proper noun, write it correctly. Number two, look at the blue rectangle. Write the singular or plural form of the word. Write the singular or plural form of the word. Number three, look at the orange rectangle. Write the contraction or the two words that make the contraction. Write the contraction or the two words that make the contraction. Number four, look at the purple rectangle. Write the abbreviation. Write the abbreviation. Number five, look at the red rectangle. Write the two words that make the compound word. Write the two words that make the compound word. Number six, look at the green rectangle. Write the prefix. Write the prefix. Now I want you to write the suffix. Now write the suffix. Now I want you to write the base or the root word. Write the base or the root word. Okay, now look at the blue rectangle at number seven. The blue rectangle at number seven. Show the possession of the subject. Look at the blue rectangle at number seven. Show the possession of the subject. Now look at number eight, the orange rectangle. Choose the word that means the same as the underlined word. Choose the word that means the same as the underlined word. Number nine, look at the purple rectangle. Choose the subject. Number nine, choose the subject. Now I want you to choose the predicate. Now choose the predicate. Now look at number 10, the red rectangle. Choose the word that would be found between the guide words. Choose the word that would be found between the guide words. Number 11, look at the green rectangle. Write the correct word. On number 11, write the correct word. Number 12, look at the blue rectangle. Divide the word into syllables. Divide the word into syllables. Now look at number 13, the orange rectangle. Proofread and write the sentence correctly. Proofread and write the sentence correctly. Number 14, the purple rectangle. Is the statement a fact or an opinion? Is the statement a fact or an opinion? Okay, number 15, look at the red rectangle. Choose the misspelled word and write it correctly. Choose the misspelled word and write it correctly. Number 16, it's the green rectangle. Choose the word that has the same sound as the underlined letter or letters. Choose the word that has the same sound as the underlined letter or letters. Number 17, it's a blue rectangle. Which word does not belong? Which word does not belong? Look at the orange rectangle, number 18. Put the words in ABC order. Put the words in ABC order. Number 19, it's a purple rectangle. Write the word that means the opposite of the first word. Write the word that means the opposite of the first word. Number 20. It's a red rectangle. List as many items as you can that fit in the category. List as many items as you can that fit in the category.